What would be the keys to spring in Devin?
Win your matchup. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not Devin, it's the entire unit. Everybody's got to do their job.
I got used to it in Chicago with Devin. You know, teams mm-hmm. just wouldn't kick to him. I mean,
right.
That's
well, you lose opportunities too.
I mean, right. What do you expect from them? I mean, I don't know yes. how they've been and you know, how they've been in the past when they
in the past. Well, you, obviously, with their kicker, the things that he's a great directional punter, and he's a great directional kickoff guy. So he's going to limit your opportunities. And he's very good strategically in terms of giving you false reads. You know, he'll have his body tilted here, having you think he's going to punt left. The whole time he takes the ball, boom, punts it right. It's just a way for him to get the ball on the ground, keep it away from the returner, those types of things. So we have to be heads up with all the things there. But he does a very good job of hang time and placement. So in order for us to get the play started, we got to do a really good job, you know, in terms of blocking, holding up, all that type of stuff.
With, again, back in Chicago, I think he had like a 8-yard limit in mm-hmm. the zone.
Yeah.
Do you have a limit on him? Where?
You know, we've talked about it and still trying to sort it out right now. You know, I think that can be, where's your body language going? You know, are you going backwards as you're catching it? Or are you going forward as you're catching it? You know, that type of thing. So, you know, obviously with this guy, some of them, he ain't going to have to worry about it because some of them will be over his head. And then if he has an opportunity and everything looks the right way, you know, I'm sure he'll make the right decision.
Coach, when you're breaking down the film, what are you seeing from their return teams, punt return and kickoff returns?
You know, obviously they're a solid unit. They do a very good job. You know, they know us. We know them. They've got some good returners. Cadet has done a nice job for them. Cooks is extremely fast, 4.33 punt returner. You know, to me, this is how I approach it. Anytime you're covering in this league, you may not know that guy, but you better treat him like he's the best that you've ever faced.
Is there a particular area, the phase of your game, that you guys are feeling better than maybe you had last year or the year before going into the season opener?
You know, I think I feel pretty good about the unit. I think the guys are pulling together. We're starting to form some leadership. We're starting to, you know, figure out who we are. Obviously, we acquired Weems late. Devin's been with us since the spring. So I think it's all starting to tie together right now. I feel pretty good about the unit as a whole.
What are some of the benefits of getting Weems back? He did everything for you, you know, in his previous life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he'll do a good job for us. He brings toughness to the squad, brings toughness to the unit. It's important to him. He competes. He is a verbal leader. And he's going to make it known how he feels about a particular thing. He may beat me to some things, mm-hmm. you know. But Eric does a nice job. He leads by example on the field, and he's also doing a nice job off the field. So.
How about the Courtney Roby effect, obviously being a former Saint now on your team, and just his impact heading into Sunday?
Yeah, he needs to follow the plan. You know, we've got no vendettas. We've got nothing going on. You know, he needs to go execute and follow the plan. I'm sure he'll play hard. And when you're going against a team like that, you got to be smart.
One of the guys that we saw on the roster, you know, seemingly for special teams was Cliff Matthews. Mm-hmm. What is Cliff? You know, what is he?
Another thumper. He's another big thumper. He kind of fills our role as that big linebacker. But he's a physical guy, kickoff coverage, kickoff return, you know, inside guy that's going to smack people around for us, that type of thing. He's a physical football player for us, and it's really important to him. And Cliff's going to lay it on the line for you. You know, real good football player. I love coaching him.